The Brookings School Board approves the 2018-19 general budget staffing proposals on a 3-1 vote. Last night's action to approve the planned staffing in the $23 million budget for next school year. It includes some $143,000 of deficit spending and the use of one-time dollars as well. Superintendent Clint Willard.
We're about 2.5 budget cycles away from really having to make some pretty significant and draconian type decisions. And I share that because I also know that the board has said that you don't correct a budget on a dime. It's something that takes time.
School board member Steve Baer voted against the staffing proposals. He says it makes him very uneasy that they have to take $750,000 out of the budget in the next couple of years.
I'm really struggling with the idea that we're not taking a bite out of that here. Everything on that list needs to be done, but I'm weary of a scenario where we add $419,808 of new things this year and take it all away in a year or two.
Willard says the reality they may face will not be pleasant.
When you look at what comprises our district budget, it's people. And that's just a reality. And it's an uncomfortable conversation to have, clearly, because it's not without impacting people and the structures that define our district as it stands today.
Among the proposed staff additions for next year, 2 additional K-3 teachers, an 8th grade reading teacher, and a counselor at Camelot. Among reductions, not replacing one position at the high school and savings through retirements, the full budget will be approved at a future meeting.